This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
At Frisch's, you can savor the sweet or be bad to the bun. Satisfy your sweet desires with our new chicken or egg waffle sandwiches featuring maple bacon jam. Or cross the tracks with Big Boy's spicy cousin, the Bad Boy. Kicked up with Frisch's spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. You can savor the sweet or be bad to the bun. For a limited time only at Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And we'd like to welcome everyone to Coldwater High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker, and we've got the Division IV Baseball Regional Semifinals. It's now the Coldwater Regional. After about 7 or 8 game time changes at Springfield over the last 2 days because of continued wet grounds, it's bright and sunny here at Coldwater, wind blowing out, and we're set to bring you game one. Minster, the visiting team, Mechanicsburg, the home team. The second game pits Rushi against Cincinnati Christian. First pitch time for that contest at 3 o'clock. The two winners play tomorrow here at Coldwater at a time to be determined. 1, 2, possibly 3 o'clock for the first pitch tomorrow afternoon. Depending on who wins today, a discussion will follow among the winning coaches, and then the game time will be announced for tomorrow. The winner of this regional advances on to play the Strongsville regional winner in Division IV in a contest at Akron next Friday at 4. Jeromesville Hillsdale is taking on another opponent in that regional.
New Middletown Springfield.
New Middletown Springfield, Jeromesville Hillsdale are playing at Strongsville today, right now at the same time, first pitch at noon. That's a regional final, by the way, and the winner of that contest will play this regional winner to be decided tomorrow. Two teams playing outstanding baseball here in game one today, Matt. Minster 20-7, Mechanicsburg 21-7. Both teams red hot. Minster coming in, 11 straight wins, 10 pitched games in a row in which the starting pitcher went the distance. Each team sprinkled with seniors, Minster a few more. Minster's tradition is unbelievable, 3 state championships in the last 8 years. This is Mechanicsburg's first regional appearance ever in high school baseball.
Yeah, Mechanicsburg has just come along quietly here the last couple weeks. They they had that layman game in the sectional that took over 2 days, and they ended up winning, I believe it went in 13 innings, 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat Seven Hills in the district finals. So they're a little bit of a surprise, but at this point, everybody's good, and we'll see what happens.
Brian Eink, the head coach of Mechanicsburg, has been there 10 years, 7 years as the head man. He's a Coldwater graduate. How about that? In 2003, returning here to Coldwater for the regional tournament. And as you mentioned, Matt, wins by Mechanicsburg over Seven Hills in a district championship 9-5. Layman Catholic in a thriller in a sectional final 2-1. And Mechanicsburg open tourney play, defeating Fairlawn by a score of 14-6. Mike Wiss, 25 years head coach at Minster. This is his ninth regional tournament appearance. The excellence in baseball, incredulous. Mike is a member of the Ohio High School Coaches Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's just been an incredible run by Mike. And then you got to remember, just to get out of the district, the teams that they have to battle to get through. I mean, this year they knocked off, it was Lincoln View, who was number two in the state, and they just went out and beat them 14-1.
Yep, and then followed that up with a victory over New Bremen, 11-2. Minster was ranked maybe 25th in the last poll of the regular season. Mechanicsburg unranked all year long, and neither team tore up its league. Mechanicsburg 9-7 in the Ohio Heritage Conference, Minster 4-5. But as you will hear momentarily from head coach Mike Wiss, that kind of preparation is exactly what his team needs to excel in the tournament each and every year. And we've got brief interviews with both head coaches coming up here in a moment. Say, don't miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You'd better get going to Goffney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced right at Goffney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. And for added savings, go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. The key words for these two team seasons, for Mechanicsburg, maturity, for Minster, adversity. That's exactly what the Wildcats had to overcome early on in the year, according to head coach Mike Wiss.
After a couple weeks of baseball, we had a teammate pass away. Jackson Hogenkamp battled cancer for 21 months. And it was tough on everybody in that dugout. It was tough on this community because Jackson was such a good kid. And that really wore on us. You could see us not doing the little things the right way.
Sure.
Our mind was somewhere else. Our attention to detail wasn't very good from inning one to inning seven, although I think it was good that we were playing to get their mind off of the other topic. We lost to, at the end of that lull, we lost to St. Henry here 4-1, league game. We lost to Parkway here 4-1, league game. And we had quite a few talks, as you can imagine. Nobody ever told me when, nobody ever teaches you when you want to be a teacher, you want to be a coach, that you also have to be a psychologist. And being a psychologist with 18 kids down there that are trying to figure this all out, it was tough on us. Tough on me, tough on our coaches, tough on our parents to watch our kids the way they were, because you could see the fun wasn't there.
Right.
And I truly believe that our senior leadership, some of the juniors and sophomores that love this game, said enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now won 10 in a row. Somebody said the other day we've outscored our opponents 111 to 9 or so, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we have really, the sectional final here, the two games in district over there, we really swung the bat well.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, and I know everybody's talking about Minster swinging the bat, our last 11 games we've had 10 complete games. And when you don't have to go And granted, that helps because you swung the bat well. Mm-hmm. You're playing good defense. You're throwing strikes. You're pounding the zone. I like us right now. I really do.
Highlight a few key offensive performers who've really matured as the season has progressed.
Well, senior Jack Heitbrink, he's our three-year senior. He's right at 500 on the year.
Wow.
There for a while, it seemed like everything that was being thrown across the plate, Jack was hitting. And junior Jack Oberning plays center field. He plays a lot of summer ball down in Dayton. Just a baseball guy.
Yeah.
You know, and honest, both of those are lefties. They bat number one and number three in our order. And you know, the addition of Austin Brown coming back after a early in the year suspension, you know, another baseball guy that can run it up there for a lefty at the lefty on the mound and at the plate. Just seeing, like we talked about earlier, some of the juniors and some of the sophomores that are in the order, seeing the older guys say enough is enough, let's go, and watching young guys pick up their level of play. You know, it's really cool to watch as a coach.
Your foe in the regional semifinal today is Mechanicsburg. A thumbnail sketch of this team.
Young group. They have a guy from Coldwater coaching them, Brian Ikes from Coldwater, a grad, I think an early 2000s grad. I think they have a young lefty on the hill, the Edwards boy. They seem to be pretty sound defensively. They really do. They're going to play a little bit of small ball. They're going to try to be aggressive on the bases. I don't know that they're going to get up there and turn an outfielder's head every swing. But I think the physical advantage or the size advantage will be to us. But that size advantage sometimes seems like it's a more of a football cliche than
right.
a baseball thing.
Sure.
But a lot of weird things can happen in this game. And, you know, you never take anybody for granted. So, but I like who we are right now. Mechanicsburg's very worthy of being there. I think they're 21-7 as well. But I'm a firm believer that the season that we go through, although it's a baseball season and it's short, I'm a firm believer that the schedule that we play, whoever comes out of that Coldwater district, the schedule you play has prepared you for anybody you're going to see.
Minster head coach Mike West talking about his club's season on a roll the last 3 weeks during that stretch of time. As Mike noted, the Wildcats have scored about 100 runs and given up only 10. Scorching hot for Minster to close the regular season and begin the tournament play, Matt.
That's what all it takes. It doesn't matter what you do in late March and early April. You want to be playing your best ball coming up here in the tournament.
Meanwhile, head coach Brian Eink of Mechanicsburg has put together a fine team. It was a club that was only 9-15 a year ago, extremely young, still just two seniors start here in 2019. But as Coach Eink says, his Indians have grown up.
You know, the kids matured a year. I think that was a big part. We were a young core group to see that year. We had a lot of kids work hard in the offseason, take advantage of that, weight room, hitting room. I think buy-in is just the key. I think that the kids are seeing the direction that the coaches wanted to take this, and in my seventh year, we're finally getting that. We're starting to see that. So it's an exciting group of kids. There's a lot of fight with them. They love to compete. So they're not going to roll away for anybody. So
sure,
that's been exciting to see that growth from them.
Exciting for boys and girls both. You're in the Sweet 16 on the baseball side. The young ladies, the state Final Four on the softball side. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of buzz in the community right now when it comes to spring sports, you know. So the community, the school, you know, they've been rallying around us, which has been a really nice thing to see. Girls have a very special team. They're well coached. And for baseball, it's been a long time. You know, this is our first district title in history here at Mechanicsburg, and we haven't won anything in baseball since 1965. So to be able to put a number on that banner in the gym is something special that these kids will remember forever.
Who are your clutch hitters on offense here in 2019?
Right now, it's tough. We're getting a contribution from everybody top to bottom. J.D. Swenson leads off for us. He's a DH, gets on base. He's not a fast guy, but we like him up there. He sets the tone for everybody else. We're led by our 3 and 4 hitters, Aaron Conley and Jake Edwards. They're both freshmen, mm-hmm. Both hit from the left side of the plate. They're just going to be very special players down the road. But, you know, top to bottom, like I said, we play team baseball. We sacrifice a lot. We play small ball. Mm-hmm. Kids aren't afraid to give up their at-bats for the benefit of the team, and I think that's where we've been successful this year.
Sophomore Lane Casey gets the start on the mound against Minster. Tell me all about his stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Lane's a hard worker. That's one kid that's put in a lot of work this offseason, starting way back in September in the weight room. He's gotten stronger. He's playing very confident. He's a three-pitch guy. He'll throw his four-seam, two-seam fastball. He has a nice curveball, and he throws a split finger as a change. Mm. And his plus is, you know, he commands all four of those pitches real well, so he keeps our defense actively involved in the game. He lives around the plate. He's going to pitch to contact. He will get some strikeouts, but keeps our defense on edge, and you know how that is. That's always good to play around behind a guy like that.
Yeah, you're a grad from Coldwater, a member of the MAC. Hey, you know what Midwest Athletic Conference baseball is all about. No surprise, Minster is your opponent here in the regional semis.
Absolutely. You know, MAC baseball has always been strong. That's kind of the bar that you want to set your program up for. They always have representatives there. Being from Coldwater, I know what to expect tomorrow. Minster's going to travel well. They're going to bring everybody. It's not just going to be kids' parents and grandparents. There's everybody from the community. So, no, to be in the same conversation with a team like Minster this late in the baseball season is something special. And you know, we're going to give them all we have tomorrow.
Very interesting that the head coach of Mechanicsburg, Brian Eich, pointed out, Matt, that his top two hitters are ninth graders, freshmen, who hit 3 and 4 in the order, Jacob Edwards, Aaron Conley. I think it's critical that Mechanicsburg gets off to a good start, hangs with Minster for 3 to 4 innings. The Indians cannot afford to fall behind early on in this contest. Two outstanding pitchers. Each one has started in excess of a dozen times this year. They've won 19 games between them. And as head coach Eich noted, as head coach Wiss noted, the starting pitchers for these two teams here today, Lane Casey for Mechanicsburg and Austin Brown of Minster, possess 4 outstanding pitches each. Playing of the national anthem is upcoming. Then we will return with starting lineups and our first pitch, regional semifinals, Division 4, from here at Coldwater. It's Minster against Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at Coldwater. It is sunny, no chance of rain, wind blowing out. Fine facility, good crowd on hand for this regional semifinals. Moved here to Coldwater in Mercer County from Springfield, which had continued wet grounds the last 2 days. Minster, the visiting team, will hit first. Lineup for the Wildcats. Leading off in center field, Jack Oberding, batting second at second base. Noah Enneking, batting third at first base. Jack Heitbrink, hitting fourth, the DH, August Bainline. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Austin Brown. In the sixth spot, shortstop, Trent Retgerman. Batting seventh, catcher, Adam Kettner. Eighth in right field, Jacob Niemeyer. Ninth at third base is Mike Kettner. You may recognize the name Niemeyer, a couple of brothers. Jacob, by the way, the quarterback in the football team, and two brothers who've been active in recent years in sports here at Minster, and the Kettners, Adam and Mike, sophomore-senior brothers. So that's the starting lineup for Minster. For Mechanicsburg, let's set the Indians defensively. On the mound, as we noted, pitcher Lane Casey, a right-hander, unlike the Minster hurler Austin Brown, who throws from the left side. Casey has four very good pitches, and he likes to throw the split finger as his change. So he's the opening pitcher for Mechanicsburg. Behind the plate doing the catching is freshman Aaron Conley. Around the infield from left to right, the third baseman Daniel Burchett, the shortstop Brooks Tom, the second baseman Mac DeLong, the first baseman Jacob Edwards, also a freshman. In the outfield left to right, it's Noah Wolf in left, Blake Sadowski in center, and in right field, Logan Hurst, who, by the way, was the winning pitcher for Mechanicsburg in the district championship win over the Indians foe Seven Hills, that final tally 9-5. As we noted, that game followed an exciting 2-1 extra inning triumph by Mechanicsburg over Lehman Catholic. And as Matt noted several minutes ago, Minster here, thanks to district semifinal romps, 14-1 over Van Wert Lincoln View, the number two team in the state, and 11-2 over New Bremen, which had beaten St. Henry. Here is the first pitch of the game, drilled deep to right center field, way back near the 348 sign. It's gone, a home run. Opening batter for Minster, Jack Oberding, cranks up a long ball. His 43rd hit on the year, his 30th ribby. He came in batting 457, and Oberding turned on an inside. Looked to me to be a fastball at about 78, 79 miles per hour. And Oberding gave it a ride, and Minster's on the board 1-0. Not a good start for Mechanicsburg.
So much for taking until you get a strike. But the wind is blowing out from the west-southwest at 14 miles an hour, and with it being 75, that ball's going to carry today.
Oh, yeah. 335 down the left field line. 315, a short porch to right. This ball traveled to the left of the 348 marker in right center off the bat of Oberding. It's 348 to left center as well here at the Coldwater Baseball Stadium. Up the terrace, which has a 30-degree incline in center, left center, it's about 365 or 370. Straight away to center, it's 380 with the dark hitter's background extending a good 25 feet in the air above that center field fence. So Jack Oberding rips the first pitch delivered by Lane Casey, hurler for Mechanicsburg, over the right center field fence. He cleared it by a good 20 feet. Ball traveled some 370, 375 in the air. And the second hitter for the Minster Wildcats is Noah Enneking, and he's ahead in the count. Three balls, no strikes.
Actually, two balls, one strike. The first pitch was a called strike.
Scoreboard has just made the change. It showed 3-0. Here is Lane Casey into his windup. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Enneking. Outside target by the catcher, and the throw misses well wide. It's 3-1. Minster trying to put some heat on Mechanicsburg with the first couple of batters in this contest. an opening pitch home run to start the regional semi off the bat of Oberding. The 3-1 pitch to Enneking is strike two called on the outside corner just above the waist. We've got a good vantage point, a little off center behind home plate to the first base side. Minster Wildcats in the orange jerseys, white pants, Mechanicsburg white tops, white bottoms, purple and gold trim. Swing and a foul, out of play to the right. 3-2 on Enneking. Outfield for him, shades to the lines. Third baseman retreats three or four steps now in this 3-2 pitch. Lane Casey gets the signs from catcher Aaron Conley. Throws, it's a high fastball up around the bill of the cap to Enneking, and he's aboard. So the first two men reach for Minster, home run by Oberding, walk to Enneking. And now stepping in is Jack Heitbrink. And as head coach Mike Wiss noted several minutes ago, Heitbrink has been torrid at the plate, batting nearly .500, just 6 points under it, 32 ribbies on the year. He's a senior. You may recall he pitched the 2-1 complete game victory by Minster 2 years ago. It was a 2-1 state championship triumph over Rushi, and Heitbrink, as a sophomore, went the route. And he takes the first pitch for a ball up and away out of the strike zone. I doubt very much that Heitbrink is bunting here. Enneking aboard. Heitbrink swings and turns and pulls one high and deep down the right field line. It's curling at the foul pole. It is foul by several feet. It was long gone. A buzz among the Minster fans after that foul ball home run by Heitbrink.
Minster doing a nice job here so far of being patient at the plate, and Casey's not going to blow them away with his pitches, so they need to sit back and wait on it.
Lane Casey throws it about 78, 79, maybe 80. Austin Brown for Minster, 80, 81. Not a whole lot of difference in velocity between the two pitchers. Each throws four pitches, including a 2-4 seamer. Brown's got a very good left-handed change for Minster, and Casey a split finger for Mechanicsburg. The count of ball, a strike on Heitbrink, nobody out, runner on for Minster, top of the first, 1-0 Wildcats. There's a pitch, a high strike called on Heitbrink, and he backs out of the plate. Don't think he cared for the call very well.
That's a couple of high strikes that the home plate umpire has given Casey here so far.
Count is 1-2 on Heitbrink. Casey looks at first. Enneking with a secondary lead. Off-speed pitch well above the shoulders, and it's 2-2. As Matt noted, wind is blowing out very strongly at times to center field here at Coldwater. The field angles toward the northeast. Wind blowing hard out of the southwest here on this Saturday afternoon. Pitch to Heitbrink. Swung on and yanked foul into the dugout of Minster alongside first.
And that's unusual probably from the spring, because probably most of the time during the spring the wind is coming out of the north.
Also unusual here today, Matt, it's dry.
Yes. Dry and 75, you can't ask for much better.
No, not at all. Game time for the regional championship to be determined. It will be tomorrow afternoon. More than likely 1, 2, or 3 p.m., depending on the winners. Here's a slow-breaking curveball swung on by Heitbrink, lofted high and deep to right center field. Way back is Sadowski. He's at the warning track. He can't glove it. It hits the ground, bounds off the fence. Enneking circles third. He scores easily. And guess what? Heitbrink is parked at third with a triple. And Mechanicsburg is in deep doo-doo here to start. The first three have reached for Minster. Homer, walk, triple.
And again, Heitbrink, just like Oberding on the home run, did a nice job of sitting back and waiting on the pitch, and he nailed it to right center.
The Minster Wildcats stroked fastball after fastball against Van Wert Lincolnview in the district semifinal. In fact, Van Wert pitchers had whiplash in that game. Minster hit the ball so hard. Scouting report, perhaps, try some off-speed stuff against Minster. The hurler for Mechanicsburg, Lane Casey, has done just that. It has not worked.
No, and he's having a hard time keeping the ball down, too. And
yep.
Minster's been able to hit that high pitch.
Well, a home run by Oberding, a walk to Enneking, a triple by Heitbrink. Sadowski in center made a long
halfway
run.
Halfway to the cycle.
Yeah, he made a long run for it in deep right center. Did Mechanicsburg center fielder. Might have gotten the tip end of his glove on it. I'm not sure. But it was an easy triple for Heitbrink. And the fourth hitter steps in. August Bainline, the DH, a 280 hitter. August bats for Schmidt, the left fielder for Minster. August, a senior, in from the right side. 6'2.5", young man, good football player. And he's ahead in the count, 2-0. 2-0 on Bainline. Mechanicsburg, as I mentioned in the pregame, lost 7 games in the Ohio Heritage Conference. Minster went 4-5 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. So neither team sparkled in league play. Each has gotten hot here in the tourney. There's a pitch off the outside corner, swung on and missed by Bainline. 2-1 count.
There's usually some pretty solid teams in the OHAC every year. Triad usually is fairly strong, West Liberty. I saw Northeastern play Anna in the sectional, and they gave Anna a pretty good game.
Here's a big breaking slow curveball thrown to Bainline. He's got a hitch in his swing, waits on it, fouls it back over the screen.
In fact, Northeastern was up 2-0 in that game, and then Anna came back and won 5-2.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Bainline. Runner at third is Heitbrink, who's tripled. Still no one out for Minster in the opening inning. A run home. The catcher sets up on the outside corner for the pitcher of Mechanicsburg, who misses the target badly. The pitch wild high. The count goes full. 3-2 on Bainline. Runner at third, Heitbrink for Minster. Shortstop for the Indians. Playing towards second, that's Brooks Tom. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Bainline. Swung on, lined, left center field. It's a clean single. Bainline makes the big turn at first. Thought about two. Then he romps back to the first base bag as Heitbrink walks in from third base to extend the lead for Minster to 3-0. The first three batters in the lineup to open the game for the Wildcats have all scored.
Again, I've been really impressed with the swings. And Minster hasn't played since last Friday, and you thought maybe there'd be a little rust, but not so far.
Up so far, Minster timing very well, the off-speed stuff of Mechanicsburg pitcher Lane Casey. Now batting from the left side, it's Austin Brown for Minster. The Wildcats hurler looks at a pitch down, and it's 1-0. 393 on the year by way of average for Austin Brown. He is a junior. He'll return next year. Open stance at the plate. Swings, foul, tips into the catcher's mitt. And it's a ball and a strike on Brown. Minster up 3-0. No one retired. Top of the first inning. Bainline at first after singling in Heitbrink, who knocked home Enneking, who had walked. First pitch of the game, Oberding, a home run to deep right center. Here's a breaking ball in over the outside half of the plate, strike two. 1-2 on Brown, who jiggles the bat back and forth at the plate. Lead at first for Bainline. There's a pitch way above the head, delayed steal by Bainline, and he's in easily, catching Mechanicsburg's catcher a little off guard. A one or two hopper to second base, not nearly in time. In fact, it got through. The second baseman trickled on behind him. And now another man in scoring position for Minster at second.
This will be Casey's 25th pitch.
Without an out here in the top of the first. 2-2 on Brown. Throw to the plate. Brown swings, waits on it, skies it to short center. Sadowski steps in. He's under it, got it for the out, and that's the first retired by the Mechanicsburg pitcher in the opening inning for Minster. Fly ball to center for Austin Brown. Trent Retkerman steps in, a junior, 326 average. Minster hitting 325 as a team. One of head coach Mike Wiss' goals before the season, one of three. Hit over 300, ERA under 300, and have a strong enough record, a high enough seed to get a home game to start the tournament. And those were all accomplished this year. Well, Rettgerman swinging on the first pitch here at the plate. Sky is a pop-up around home plate, and it's snared for the second out. Well, you can tell the Minster hitters are having to keep that weight back in preparation for the curveball.
Yeah, the last two have been a little too aggressive.
Now here's Adam Kettner stepping in after the Rettgerman pop-out. Kettner, a 333 hitter, a sophomore. Older brother Mike plays third. 3-0 Minster, top of the first, two out now. Here's a bouncing ball, two big hops to short, and the shortstop for Mechanicsburg charges. It's Brooks Tom. He gobbles it up and shoots the throw to the first baseman, Jacob Edwards, for the out. Minster retired eventually in the first inning after the Wildcats plate three. So at the end of the first half inning here at Coldwater, with Mechanicsburg coming to bat, it is Minster 3 and Coldwater nothing. We'd like to let our listeners know that we are on the web, online, here on scoresbroadcast.com today. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks, too, to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 online at facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. That's the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Austin Brown, the left-hander for Minster, throws a little bit of a brush back on the opening pitch to leadoff batter and DH man, J.D. Swenson for Mechanicsburg, and the second pitch is fouled straight back. 1-1 on Swenson. He's one of at least five left-hand hitters in this Mechanicsburg opening lineup, and that may favor Minster starting hurler, a lefty, Austin Brown, who's ahead in the count, 1-2 on Swenson, to be followed by second baseman Mac DeLong and first baseman Jacob Edwards. Here's a tapper to short. Not an easy play for Rettgerman of Minster. He throws safe at first by a half step. Beating it is Swenson. Not a lot of juice behind that ground ball, which forced the shortstop Rettgerman to tail off to his right. The third baseman for Minster could not make the play. It was well wide of Kettner. So Mechanicsburg's Swenson gets an infield single to start. He's at first. Brown, the lefty, into the stretch. Throws to Mac DeLong, the second baseman, who tries to go down and dig at a low outside corner pitch and comes up empty. Nothing and one on DeLong. Right-hand batter. On deck, freshman Jacob Edwards. Here's a bunt up the first baseline. Austin Brown heads toward the first baseline. Just in fair territory, grabs it, flips it to Heitbrink. Yes, got him by a step at first. It goes down as a sack bunt by DeLong.
Real nice athletic play by Brown on that one. He had to pick it up along the first base line, turn completely around, do a 360, and throw on to first in time for the out.
And Matt, if he doesn't clutch that ball and secure it right away, if there's a little bit of hesitation or a slight muff, the batter runner DeLong beats it at first.
Right, and there's two on, nobody out.
Right. First pitch to Edwards is low, below the knees, a ball. And that one hits him right square in the keister. Hit batsman. Edwards, the left-hand batter against Austin Brown, tried to turn aside and slip away from the pitch, couldn't do it. It planted him right below the waist in the back. And he's at first, and now Mechanicsburg brings up the tying run here in the bottom of the first inning with Minster already leading 3-0. Jacob Conley, who along with Jacob Edwards, or I should say Aaron Conley, who along with Jacob Edwards are the two top hitters in this Mechanicsburg lineup. Here's a high foul pop along third toward the fence near the stands. Oh, what a great play by Austin Brown, the pitcher of Minster. Well, you talk about athleticism. You mentioned it a moment ago on the field of the bunt by Brown. That play right there, Matt, even better.
That's quite a run from the pitcher's mound to almost the edge of foul territory, probably a good 100 feet or so. Quite a play by Brown for the second out.
And now Blake Sadowski steps in for Mechanicsburg, still two aboard, now two out. He looks at a pitch around the plate outside for a ball. Two runners on for Mechanicsburg. A chance to do damage and get back into this game. There's that slider from the pitcher, Brown. A good one, thigh high, inside half of the plate, a strike. 1-1 on the hitter for Mechanicsburg. A look at second by Brown, timeout called at the plate.
Yeah, on that last pop out, you usually don't want your pitcher involved in that, but he probably had the best angle to make the play.
Yeah, Austin plays wide out in football. He can go get it. And he did it on that foul pop alongside third. Matt, I would say what, a good 60, 70 feet of foul ground between the baselines and stands?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it kind of juts out a little bit from the dugout.
Still plenty of room, every bit of that, and foul ground down the lines. Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate. It misses the strike zone, 2-1. The count on Sadowski, right-hand batter, wears 19 on his back, was 2-for-3 with a double and two ribbies in the district championship win for Mechanicsburg. Brown's pitch, hard curveball or slider low and in, and it's 3-1. 3-1 on Sadowski, two on, two out for Mechanicsburg, which trails 3-0 bottom of the first. The pitch by Brown, swung on by Sadowski, lifted to short right center field. Minster should be able to make the play easily, and it is into the glove of Jack Oberding. Third out for Mechanicsburg, which threatened in the first and did not score. We've played one here in the Division IV regional semifinal at Coldwater. It is Minster 3 and Mechanicsburg nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at Coldwater. Inning number two upcoming. Regional semifinal, Division IV, Minster 3, Mechanicsburg nothing. Minster scoring three runs in the top of the first inning of this game before a man was retired. Mechanicsburg put two aboard in the bottom of the first. but could not score. Takeaway from the first inning, Matt, the great assist, the great put out by Minster pitcher Austin Brown.
He was struggling a little bit to kind of get in their rhythm, and those two plays helped him come up with a scoreless inning.
Yep, sure did. Adam Kettner, the sophomore catcher, begins the second inning for Minster, steps in from the right side, 333 on the year. And the Mechanicsburg pitcher, Lane Casey, bounces a breaking ball, 1-0 on the batter for Minster, starting inning number two. I'm sorry, Jacob Niemeyer, the hitter, to start the second inning for Minster. My mistake. Niemeyer, 262 on the year. His brothers, Adam and John, by the way. 1-1 count on Niemeyer. Mike Kettner on deck. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. Big breaking curveball stayed high. 2-1. Outfield playing Niemeyer pretty much straight away. Even with the bag at third is Mechanicsburg third sacker Daniel Burchett. Here's the 2-1 pitch to the plate. Up and in, 3-1. Neither pitcher possessing real good control here at the outset of this game. I'm sure they will settle down as innings progress.
I don't know if it's the weak layoff, the nerves of a regional game, but yeah, neither one has found their groove yet.
Wind up, pitch to the plate. Right through the heart and fouled back. Good cut by Jacob Niemeyer. I should say 3-2. Scoreboard mistakenly had 3-1. That foul ball makes it full. Minster up 3-0, top of the second. No one on, no one out. Full count pitch on the way. Dribble to the right side. First baseman goes wide to get it. He snatches, flips to the pitcher covering Casey, out at first base. Speaking of good plays defensively, one turned in right there by Mechanicsburg as the Mechanicsburg first baseman, Jacob Edwards, covered ground. He journeyed to his right, backhanded that ball, and alertly, Lane Casey, the pitcher, came dashing toward first, one away.
He's now retired four in a row after the first four Minster batters reached in the first.
Here's Mike Kettner. He wears 12 on his back, 293 hitter. Third baseman for Minster. Brother of sophomore Adam Kettner. A ball, no strikes on Mike. The right-hander into the windup for Mechanicsburg. Casey fires to the plate, and it's above the letters. Ball two. 2-0. Third baseman for Mechanicsburg, still even with the bag. That's Daniel Burchett, shortstop shading the middle of the diamond. The pitch of Kettner swung on and skied into left center field. Should be a can of corn, an easy play out there for Noah Wolf. And he camps under it in left center, has it for the out, two down for Minster here in the top of the second inning.
Let's see what Casey does here with the first pitch with Olberding here to start the second time around.
Lefty Jack Olberding smacked a homer, first pitch of the game, to deep right center to the left of the 348 marker. He cleared the fence by 20, 25 feet. Casey into the windup, breaking ball, swung on by Olberding and pulled foul to the far end of the Minster dugout alongside first. Olberding, 459 on the year, slugging percentage of 740, 43 hits in the campaign, 29 ribbies. Open stance at the plate. He's a good 6'3", 6'4", young man. Takes it wide for a ball, 1-1 on Olberding. We've seen a steady diet of soft stuff from the Mechanicsburg pitcher, Matt. He gets the sign, does the hurler Casey. Breaking ball, waiting back is Olberding, and then he cracks a ground ball to the second baseman right at him. Nice play by the second sacker, DeLong. Ball was hit sharply, and he flips it on to the first baseman for the out. 1, 2, 3, six straight retired now by the Mechanicsburg pitcher. We move along to the bottom of the second inning, and it's Minster 3 and Mechanicsburg nothing here in this Division 4 regional semifinal game at Coldwater. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years now, Barker is number one. It's the most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Well, Matt, looks like the Mechanicsburg pitcher has settled in. Six straight retired by him after Minster plated three to start the game in the top of the first. Triggering that three-run outburst was Jack Oberding with the long homer. Then a walk to Noah Anneking, a triple by Jack Heitbrink, a base hit by Austin Bainline of Minster. And just like that, in less than 20 pitches and four batters, Minster was in front, 3-0. Mechanicsburg threatened with two on and one out in the bottom of the first, did not score. And the Indians come calling here in the bottom of the second. And the right fielder, Logan Hurst, steps in against the left-hand offerings of Austin Brown of Minster. And the count is 1-1 on Hurst. Spread stance at the plate. It's open. He swings from the left side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left-hand batters out of nine in this Mechanicsburg order. Here's a curveball fouled to the left. 1-2 on Hurst. Hurst was the winning pitcher against Seven Hills for Mechanicsburg in that district championship game. Here's the pitch by Brown, and it's off speed. Keeping his weight back is Hurst, spraying a foul to the left. Two balls, two strikes, and Hurst. Center fielder for Minster, Jack Oberding, shading Hurst slightly to right. Pitch by Brown, downstairs, a slider just below the knees, shin high, and the count goes full. 3-2 on Hurst. Brown swings into the windup, throw to the plate. Here's a ball nubbed off the fist to short, charging Retkerman. He's got it. Snap throw to Heitbrink. Got him by a half step. Good hustle play by Retkerman at short of Minster.
Almost a repeat of the first inning with the slow ground ball hit by Swenson. He beat it out, but this time they were able to get Hurst at first.
Yep, this ball hit just a little bit harder, and the play made very nicely by Retkerman. And now a right-hand batter steps in. It's Brooks Tom, the shortstop for Mechanicsburg, which has one out here in the bottom of the second, and Minster leading 3-0. The pitch to Tom, swung on, belted hard to left field. That ball was jolted. It hits on the warning track right at the 348 marker. It's going to be a long double by Brooks Tom of Mechanicsburg. As he turned on that off-speed pitch from Austin Brown and jerked it to deep left, well beyond the left fielder for the Minster Wildcats, who did not have a chance at that at all. Eric Schmidt strolled back, but the ball landed on the warning track about 3 or 4 feet from the left field screen. Mechanicsburg threatening again, as the Indians did in the first. And here is a bouncing ball to the plate to the next hitter, Noah Wolf, right-hand batting left fielder for Mechanicsburg. Runner at second, one out. Minster leads 3-0. And here's a curveball, a slow one, punched foul, out of play over the stands to the right.
Mechanicsburg very aggressive at the plate. They get up there hacking.
Both pitchers throwing off-speed stuff down in the low to mid-70s. An occasional fastball. Here's a bluff throw to second by Brown. 1-1 count on Wolf. outfield for him is shallowed up. Eighth hitter in the Mechanicsburg lineup. 245 on the year. Here's a throw back to second. And the second baseman for Minster, Noah Enneking, steps in to take the throw from Brown and slap on the tag, not in time. Back safely is Brooks Tom. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Noah Wolf. Breaking ball, strike, knee high, inside corner, a beauty. 1-2. As Brown snapped one off, had the hitter Wolf frozen. A ball and two strikes, quickly working Brown, coming right back. There's a high inside fastball, a cut and a miss, strike three. Brown whiffs Wolf, two out, one on for Mechanicsburg. Here in the bottom of the second, and Daniel Burchett steps in, the third baseman, a left-hand batter.
Nice job by Adam Kettner to hang on to that foul tip for the third strike.
Here's the windup by Brown, the pitch to Burchett. That's a curveball low and away, 1-0.
Brown wants to get this number 9 batter here and turn the lineup over for the next inning.
Outfield pretty much straight away for Burchett, who takes the second pitch, same spot, down below the knees, and it's 2-0. Wind blowing out to center. Although Oberding's homer really didn't need a boost. He plastered that ball to start the game. Here's a line drive, single to center field. Oberding coming on. He's got the throw to the plate. It's cut off by the pitcher. And now Brown has got the batter runner trapped between first and second. The tag applied out at second base. As that went from Austin Brown to second baseman Noah Enneking, who slaps the tag on the young man Burchett, who'd singled. He made a base running error. He turned first too strong, and the Wildcats, Brown, cut off the throw to the plate in the middle of the diamond. It was Brown who snagged it, and Austin ran the base runner hard back to second, flipped to Enneking, run scored, Mechanicsburg on the board. We've played two in the Division IV regional semifinal here at Coldwater. It's Minster 3 and Mechanicsburg 1. Back in 30 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker at Coldwater. So far through two innings, Minster, three runs, three hits. All of that damage done in the top of the first. Oberding led off the game with a first pitch homer. Minster tallied two more. Mechanicsburg has rallied back with a run in the bottom of the second, threatening in both innings. Three runs, three hits for the Minster Wildcats, and Mechanicsburg has a run and three hits so far in this game. First batter stepping in for the Minster Wildcats to start playing the top of the third is Noah Enneking. He walked and scored in the top of the first for Minster. Here's the pitch to him, bouncing. That was the one-strike pitch. It's a 1-1 count on Enneking, a 244 hitter on the year. Good eye. He's got a dozen walks on the campaign. Enneking hits from the right side, a senior. Senior Jack Heitbrink batting from the left side to follow. Right-hand pitcher Lane Casey winding, firing, swung on, drilled hard to third and one bounce. Third baseman for Mechanicsburg's got it. Here's Daniel Burchett's throw on to first. to Jacob Edwards in time easily for the out. Enneking barreled up the ball, hit it hard, but on one hop at the third baseman, Burchett. One retired for Minster here in the top of the third.
Seven in a row now, set down by Casey. And he's starting to make Minster hit in the ground, ground balls.
He's in a groove, that's for sure. Here's Heitbrink, who tripled and scored Enneking with no one out in the first. Bouncing ball to the plate right at the feet of Heitbrink. One ball, no strikes. Chance of rain today, virtually nil till very late afternoon or evening. Strong wind blowing out to the northeast from the southwest here at Coldwater. Pitch on the play, wild, high and outside to Heitbrink, and it's 2-0. August Bainline to follow. Heitbrink tripled, Bainline singled for Minster in that top of the first inning. Heitbrink with an even stance at the plate. Toes of the left feet about as far from the plate as the toes from the right feet, and that pitch misses the strike zone high and away again. Three balls and no strikes on Heitbrink. Left fielder well off the line for Mechanicsburg. Noah Wolf shading Heitbrink to left center. 3-0 pitch is taken, and it misses a couple inches inside. Fastball by Lane Casey just off the inside corner. Ball four, Heitbrink aboard.
Second walk for Casey.
And after seven had been retired, as you noted, Matt, someone does reach for Minster. It's Heitbrink via a base on balls. Here's August Bainline, who singled in Heitbrink in the first inning for Minster's third run. Runner at first is Heitbrink. Casey into the stretch. Throws a high pitch that is cranked down the left field line, bending foul out of play. That ball by Bainline was hit solidly, as was his single to left center in the first. Foul ball there by Bainline is down a strike, nothing in one. Cocks that bat back, jiggles the right elbow. Catcher sets up on the outside corner for the pitcher. That may have been a pitch out, and here's a throw to first. Back in time is Heitbrink. 1-1 count on Bainline.
Heitbrink had a pretty good lead off at first there, the first couple pitches. Trying to cut that down a little bit.
Yeah, and Heitbrink is off first base a good, 10 feet now. Let's see if he gets a secondary advantage. He stays put. The pitch is high to Bainline, and the count's 2-1. Casey cannot afford to get behind 3-1 on Bainline. He needs to make this the action pitch. 2-1 count, runner at first, one out. Throw to Bainline, up and in, ball three. Oh, it's called a strike. Well, Matt, you tell me if I was premature and mistaken.
No, I was getting ready to mark down a ball on the score sheet.
Wow. That pitch appeared to be above the shoulders and off the inside corner, and the umpire signaled, amazingly, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Bainline. Here's a slow-breaking curveball. Cut on, miss, strike three. Throw down to first, Heitbrink is back. So Bainline, who appeared to have been walked. Was that a three-ball pitch?
That would have been if it wasn't called strike two. And he probably would have took that pitch because he would have had a 3-1 count.
Right. As I stumble through the last 5 to 10 seconds, yes, Bainline would have been aboard had that second strike been called a ball. But he swung at the third strike after taking what appeared to be clearly a ball high and inside, a strike two. And now Minster has two outs and Heitbrink at first. And the count is a strike on Austin Brown, who tries to help himself here. Left-hand batter takes a pitch low and outside, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Let's see if Heitbrink gets a secondary lead here at first. He's playing it close to the vest, a bit closer to first base than he was when Bainline was hitting, and the count goes to 2-1 on Brown. Big hole between third and short. Shortstop Brooks Tom is 15 to 20 feet from second. The pitch to Brown, way above the strike zone. It's ball three, 3-1. Two down for Minster. Bottom of the, or I should say top of the third inning. Minster 3, Mechanicsburg 1.
Casey now at 55 pitches.
Brown flew out to center in the first inning. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Late break by Heitbrink. Throw by the Mechanicsburg catcher to second, not nearly in time. It's high, caught by the shortstop, even had it been down, thrown perfectly. Heitbrink, with an excellent start at first, would have beaten it. So he's at second in scoring position, and the count now is 3-2 on the hitter Brown, who swings and gets around early on one and smacks it onto the basketball courts. Out of play to the right, down beyond the Minster bullpen.
Minster was good at waiting back early, and it just seems like as the game has went along, they're getting away from that.
3-2 pitch to Brown. Heitbrink at second. And he is on at first base with a base on balls. As it looked like Lane Casey just lost the grip on that pitch. It was off speed, and it sailed high and away, wasn't even close to the strike zone. Very possibly he did not want to give Brown, the left-hand batter, a good 3-2 pitch at which to swing with Heitbrink in scoring position out there at second. So now Trent Retkerman, it's right-hand batter against right-hand pitcher, and head coach Mike Wiss has inched down from the third base coaching box to chat with Retkerman outside the batting circle. Two on, two out for Minster. Posing another threat, as the Wildcats did in the first when Minster scored three. Here's a high inside breaking ball by the thrower, Casey.
Hit him.
Oh, it grazed him. Might have caught his left bicep. He's aboard. They're loaded. Now, Austin Brown, Trent Retkerman, and Adam Kettner were routine outs, ending the first inning for pitcher Lane Casey, but he's now got the bases full, and he faces Adam Kettner here with two down in the third. Minster up 3-0. The pitch to Kettner is a high strike. It's called 0-1. Outfield is deep for Kettner. A single likely scores two with two away. Catcher sets up on the outside corner. Ooh. And it's a breaking ball called a strike. And it appeared as though the catcher for the Indians, Matt, had to suffocate that ball on the ground a good 6 inches wide.
He moved out of position just to catch that ball.
And it's 0-2 on Kettner. Here's a check swing foul into the Minster dugout. Well, I've seen a couple of strike calls in this inning that I would highly debate.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
And we've got
you got to be ready up there.
We've got an excellent view just off center behind home. Here's the two-strike pitch, high, 1-2. Two out, bases full for Minster, top of the third. 3-1 Wildcats over Mechanicsburg. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Kettner from Lane Casey. Breaking ball, waiting back, trying to time it, is Kettner, foul to the screen.
Did a nice job of just keeping himself alive with that foul ball.
Still 1-2. Heitbrink, who walked and stole second, is at third. Brown, who walked, is at second. Retkerman, who was hit by a pitch, is at first. And the count goes to 2-2 on Kettner. Scoreboard late and ringing up ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two out. And Lane Casey needs to make this the action pitch here. Into the stretch, fires. Swing by Kettner, foul to the screen. still 2-2.
Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up.
The shortstop for Mechanicsburg, Brooks Tom, is as close to second base as he's been this entire game. Gaping hole left side of the infield. A ground ball there scores two. There's a breaking ball by the pitcher of Mechanicsburg, and it's about 4 feet outside, well into the left-hand batter's box, taken by Kettner, and the count goes full.
Runners all be in motion with two out.
Indeed. 3-2 on Kettner. Lane Casey gets his sign from catcher Aaron Conley, who sets up on the outside corner. Pitch to the plate. Hard ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman roams to his left. Has it. Here's a sidearm throw to first. In time for the out. Mac DeLong made the play. Ball was hit sharply off the slope of the pitching mound. That helped, because that angled the ball slightly toward DeLong as he sidestepped toward the second base bag. Runners were moving. Not a good bet to get the force at second. He flipped on to first. Minster retired in the top of the third inning, and Mechanicsburg is out of trouble with nothing plated by the Wildcats. We are in the middle of the third. It is Minster 3, Mechanicsburg 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker at Coldwater. Bottom of the third inning. Mechanicsburg hits, trailing 3-1. Matt, help me for a minute. I'm a little mystified. I've got three hits for Mechanicsburg. Unless Swenson's reach to start the game for the Indians was somehow scored an error, I've got Mechanicsburg with a run and three hits. Infield single, a single to the outfield, and a double. But the scoreboard reads a run, two hits.
I also wonder if they forgot to give Burchett a hit when he was thrown out at second to end the inning.
And here is a pop-up. Oh, it's extremely high in the air toward third base. Coming down for Minster about a third of the way toward the plate from third base is Mike Kettner. A glove above the head, catches for the out, and the opening hitter for Mechanicsburg here in the bottom of the third inning, DH J.D. Swenson is retired. Swenson had the infield single to start the bottom of the first for Mechanicsburg, and he pops out to third here to start the bottom of frame number three. Mac DeLong, who sacrificed in the first, is down a strike. Now he's down strike two. A whiff, a miss, and then a look at a fastball from Brown that cut the plate in half. Brown working very fast. Slider inside. It's popped in the air along the left field line. Roaming that direction for Minster is Eric Schmidt. About 4 or 5 feet in fair territory, he gloves it for the out. Two down for Minster, or I should say for Mechanicsburg, in the bottom of the third inning.
Austin Brown now with 35 pitches here in the bottom of the third.
He has economized them, that's for sure, despite five men batting in the opening inning. And here's Jacob Edwards, the hard-hitting freshman for the Indians, stepping in. He was hit by a pitch with one out in the Mechanicsburg first. Left-hand batter is Edwards. The count of ball and no strikes on him. Austin Brown fires, swung on, hit pretty well to right center field by Edwards. A lot of room out there, though, for Minster's right fielder. It's Jacob Niemeyer patrolling that space. And he's parking under it. Got it for the out. Ball was hit very high on the barrel. Just missing it was Jacob Edwards. And Mechanicsburg is gone 1-2-3 in the Indians' bottom of the third. We head now to the top of the fourth. Minster still leading 3-1 over Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Eilerman Construction, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks indeed to Eilerman. Glad to have them on board. You'll hear a newly produced 60-second Eilerman commercial before game one is over here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to the team at Eilerman. Also, gratitude to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, call on Regal. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. And thank you, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in Minster. A fine food, baked haddock at night. You'll love it. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfast at Maury's Landing. Here we go, top of the fourth frame. Minster coming to bat, leading 3-1. Both pitchers have settled down. Mechanicsburg a run in the bottom of the second. Minster scoring three in the top of the first. And it should be Jacob Niemeyer stepping in here now for Minster, or am I off a hitter, Matt?
No, Niemeyer.
Yep, Niemeyer was retired in the first inning, or I should say second inning, first baseman to the pitcher on a ground ball. Niemeyer ahead in the count, 1-0. Starter Lane Casey has weathered a three-inning Minster outburst in the top of the first, including a leadoff first-pitch home run by Jack Oberding. And since the three runs were scored with none out, Casey's pitched well. A ball and a strike on Jacob Niemeyer. Hard ground ball to third. Burchett lunges, can't get it. It's in the hole, into left field. Solid single ripped through the left side by Jacob Niemeyer of Minster. Mike Kettner steps in, and I would not be surprised one bit if head coach Mike Wiss is flashing the bunt sign.
Yeah, third baseman Burchett in on the grass, anticipating the bunt.
Here is Casey into the stretch. Showing bunt is the hitter. Pitch is very wide. Snap throw to first, not in time. A ball, no strikes on Mike Kettner, who was retired in the second inning by the left fielder for Mechanicsburg, Noah Wolf, on a fly ball. Here's the one ball pitch to Kettner, who swings from the right side, squares to bunt, gets it down. It's up the first baseline. The pitcher hustles off the mound, gets it about 7 or 8 feet fair, flips onto first for the out. Well done by Minster. Sacrifice is true. Each team has executed one in this game so far. Mechanicsburg in the first inning, and Minster here in the top of the fourth. Advancing on to second is Niemeyer on the sack bunt by Mike Kettner. And now you've got Jack Oberding, Noah Enneking, and Jack Heitbrink top of the order for Minster. First, second, and third hitters in the lineup trying to plate this run who's out there in scoring position in the person of Niemeyer as Oberding looks at low and away in the dirt. Ball one. Outfield for Oberding after that first inning long ball homer to right center is shading right. The left fielder Wolf is pulled over into left center for the Indians. And the shortstop for Mechanicsburg, keeping an eye on the runner, almost playing up the middle. Swung on by Oberding. Oh, he whipped one hard through the right side. Second baseman had no chance. And off and running with the crack of the bat is Niemeyer at second. He scores easily on the line drive single, which was powered to right field off the bat of Oberding, who's now 2-for-3 on the day. Two balls hit very solidly by Minster here in the top of the fourth inning.
Just like that first inning at bat, he did a nice job of staying back and waiting on the pitch, and he nailed it to right field. In that second at bat, he didn't stay back, and it was a ground ball to short.
So Niemeyer singles sharply to left through the left side, a low line drive. Oberding singles sharply to right through the hole between the first and second baseman on a low line drive. And the day is done on the mound for pitcher Lane Casey of Mechanicsburg, which makes a change. And that will give us an opportunity, Matt, to step out for a lengthy commercial break. One out, one on for Minster. Top of the fourth, Wildcats lead 4-1. Pitching change here now for the Indians, who are down by 3 to Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, freshman left-hander and first baseman Jake Edwards strolls to the mound to pitch now for Mechanicsburg. Jacob Edwards on the hill, a lefty, like the Minster pitcher, Austin Brown, who also hurls from the left side. Well, after trouble in the first inning, Lane Casey settled in on the hill for Mechanicsburg. At one time, retired, I think, as many as 7 straight. But 2 very hard-hit singles and a run in the fourth inning. But Minster have knocked him out of the game in favor of the first baseman and freshman, Edwards.
Yeah, he hadn't given up a hit until those 2 hits here in the fourth inning, after that first inning.
Right. So Minster has now totaled 5 hits, 3 in the first, 2 here in the fourth, 4-1 lead. And with a runner at first in the person of Oberding, whose RBI scored Niemeyer moments ago. The pitch by Edwards after the check at first, and it's a ball high. The 1-0 pitch is down low, 2-0. 2-0. On Noah Enneking, who's walked and grounded out to third for Minster in 2 at-bats. Lead at first for Oberding. He can steal. Here's the pitch on the outside corner, caught the edge. Very broad strike zone at times for this plate umpire.
You have to go up there swinging.
2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Enneking. Enneking steps out at home plate. Stepping off the mound is the pitcher, Edwards, who's back on the rubber. A look at first. Oberding with a good lead. Very slow curveball. Popped in the air to short right field. Right fielder coming on for the Indians. He's got to play it on one bounce. He couldn't get it in the air. It was Logan Hurst. He made the mad dash behind his second baseman. No play. Pop fly single. That's what they call, or used to call, Matt, a Texas leaguer.
That's right.
2 on, 1 out for Minster, a run home. The threat continues.
Oberdin did a nice job off of first base. Like you said, you can't really go too hard into second because he might end up with a catch.
No, good piece of base running by him. Heitbrink at the plate now. A triple, a walk, a stolen bases, stolen base, I should say. A run batted in, a run scored. Good day at the plate for Heitbrink. Two on, one down. Anna King at first, Oberdin at second. And the one ball pitch is low and away, 2-0 on Heitbrink. Top of the fourth, Minster on top, 4-1. And trying to light up the scoreboard for more runs here. Edwards, the left-hander, winds, throws low and in. And he's in danger of loading the bases for August Bainline. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes on Heitbrink. Left-hand batter. Wonder if he's got the green light if it's over here. He takes a fastball. Whoa, just off the plate inside. Tell you what, Matt, there have been pitches in this game that have been much further outside the strike zone than that, called strikes. That one was just off the inside corner. Edwards didn't get the break on the mound, and it's deemed ball four by the plate umpire, and the bases are clogged with Minster Wildcat runners. One out, 3-1 Minster, or I should say 4-1 Minster, with the fourth run here in the fourth inning.
Probably was a little patient at the plate because Edwards had a called strike on Anakin, thought it was a pitch outside. And then other than the hit, he hasn't thrown a strike.
Base is loaded, first pitch to Bainline, outside, ball one, not even close. Control challenges here for Edwards, who now does not throw from the stretch, it's the windup. A big cut by Bainline, foul directly back to the screen.
He was on that one.
Uh-huh. Single, a strikeout for Bainline, a run knocked in so far in this game. 280 hitter on the year, he's the DH for left fielder Schmidt. 1-1 pitch to Bainline. Edwards, slow, breaking curveball. Didn't snap it off. It stayed well high and outside. 2-1. No place to put him. Bases juiced with Wildcat runners. Here's the windup. The pitch by Edwards. Swung on the Bainline, and it's a towering fly ball foul out of play to the right over the Minster dugout. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Bainline looks at third base, now steps on the hill. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Bainline. There's a high fastball swung on and belted to deep right center field. It is going to be in the gap. It is cut off by the center fielder who chased it down. Bainline, a big turn at first. He holds with a long single. Two base runners roll in from third and second easily for Minster. No chance to get the man who was on second in Oberdin. He romps into the plate for the sixth run. And Minster scores a run ahead of him on the base knock by Bainline. The ball was clubbed to deep right center. Outfield was back. They kept Bainline to a single. But going from first to third easily is Heitbrink. And with the score at 6-1, Austin Brown steps in. Runners on the corners. One down for Minster. Lefty on lefty. Brown swings first pitch. And a very high foul alongside first. Into foul ground now near the fence. Far into the Minster dugout. And it is in the field of play but not caught. Foul ball.
I think the wind kind of played with that a little bit. And again, like I said before, the fence goes straight and then it kind of juts in for the dugout.
Yep.
And I think it was in that spot he didn't come up with it.
Here is the one strike pitch to Brown, who goes lurching for an outside slider or cut fastball. He comes up empty and it's 0-2. I didn't get the switch, but is that
pitcher in first base? flipped.
Yep. So that was a misplay down there beyond the Minter dugout by the pitcher of Mechanicsburg, who had a chance at the third out. Austin Brown calls time in the batter's box for Minster, and let's see what's happened. Timeout was called just as one of the umpires out on the field signaled that maybe there had been a balk called. And now the umpires converge and they'll conference. So does the timeout called by Brown precede the balk and nullify it? Possibly so. The count on the hitter, Brown, two strikes, no balls.
Right. They're still talking on the first base side of the pitcher's mound.
No balk.
Right. I think they're just going with the timeout.
Right. That's a good decision. Mike Wiss needs an explanation like any good manager would want. Well, we have one out for Minster. That's all here in the top of the fourth inning. And the Wildcats have scored three more runs, doubling their total of three coming into the inning. It's now a 6-1 count. Three runs in. Runners at first and third. Bainline, who had singled to deep right center, is aboard at first. Heitbrink traveled from first to third on that lengthy single. Two runs raced home on the hit by Bainline. Jacob Niemeyer and Jack Oberding. And here is the two-strike pitch to Austin Brown from Edwards of Mechanicsburg. It's a very high, slow curve. Missed the strike zone well above the helmet of Brown. And it's two strikes and a ball. Into the stretch goes the left-hander Edwards. Slightly open stance for Brown. That pitch is way outside. Good defensive maneuver by the catcher Aaron Conley. He saved a wild pitch and another run right there as he lunged with his glove hand deep into the right-hand batter's box. Here's the windup, the pitch by Edwards to Brown. Swung on, high bouncing ball to first. Ooh, it nearly traveled in air over the bag. It's inches foul. Mighty, mighty close to being a two-base hit for Brown. Woo! Boy, the big bounce over first base landed just inches foul down the line beyond the bag. Real hard to figure, Matt, that ball did not cover part of the bag in air going over it, but the umpire signaled just an inch or two foul. Break for Mechanicsburg. 2-2 on Brown. First and third. One down. Pitch on the plate to Austin. Big, slow curveball. Rolled right side. First baseman Casey can't get it. Second baseman can't get it. It trickles on into right field. Another run for Minster. And August Bainline scoots from first around second to third. Very good piece of hitting by Austin Brown. He was buffaloed by that breaking ball that kept just enough weight back to barrel it up with a light swing, and he poked it through the right side. And it's now 7-1 in favor of Minster. And Trent Rutgerman steps in. Runner in scoring position at third, still just a single out. Right, Matt?
That's right. On the Kettner sacrifice to set up that first run.
Yes. Edwards into the stretch. Way low and in on Rutgerman. Two balls and a strike. Ball trickles away from the catcher and very easily zipping down to second base goes Minster's Austin Brown, yep, yeah. Who had just singled.
He was alert and saw that ball skip away from the catcher and took right off.
Now two more runners in scoring position. A base hit by Reckerman would play a couple in addition. And that one is low and outside on Reckerman, 2-0. Yep, Edwards has come in from first base in relief here for Mechanicsburg, and he is having difficulty finding the strike zone. His balls are missing but plenty. Two on, one out. Pitch to Reckerman. Very high fly ball to short right field. Second baseman out. Right fielder in. He calls for it. Solid play by Logan Hurst. Here comes the runner tagging from third, and he dives safe at the plate. The throw short off the catcher. Very alert play by the base runner Bainline for Minster. He's home, and it is now, 8-1, Matt?
Yeah, 8-1.
The runs continue to mount. The ball hit by Retkerman probably traveled only 140 feet or so, Matt?
The base running by Minster in this inning has been excellent.
It has been super. Sack fly by Retkerman. Right fielder staggered in. And because of his uncertain movement in getting to that pop fly, good opportunity for Minster to tag at third and score. Not a good throw. Wouldn't have been in time anyway. 8-1 Minster. And it is a ball and a strike on the Wildcats' new hitter, Adam Kettner. Retkerman, who just hit the sack fly, had been hit by a pitch earlier and popped out. Kettner 0-2. Adam has flown to center and grounded to second, and he's ahead in the count here at 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two out. Pitch to Kettner. Pop foul over our heads. Two balls, two strikes. Minster has tallied five more here in the fourth. The lead, 8-1. Mechanicsburg has gone too deep on the mound. And the relief man, Edwards, moving in from first base, having difficulty finding the strike zone, and he's high for ball three.
There haven't been many called strikes. All the strikes that Minster's had has been foul balls.
3-2 pitch on the way. Very high, ball four. Edwards has either been below the knees or above the shoulders. He's missed but plenty. Minster's got two more on again now with two out. It's a long top of the fourth for Minster.
Tenth batter of the inning coming up.
So a walk for Kettner. Adam is aboard. Jacob Niemeyer steps in. Mike Kettner on deck. Niemeyer got this all started with a single through the hole on the left side. Sharply hit to start the frame. Swing at a high inside pitch and a miss. Strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one here on Niemeyer. Runners at first and third. It bounces through the catcher all the way to the backstop, and that's going to be an easy ninth run for Minster from third base. On the wild pitch, scoring easily from third for the Wildcats is Brown. Austin Brown, yes, he was at third. Tell you what, Matt, my fourth inning scorebook is getting messy. And it's 9-1. Minster in the lead, scoring on a short sack fly, now a wild pitch. I presume that's going to be a wild pitch, although it got right through the legs of the Mechanicsburg catcher. Moving on down to second was Adam Kettner. And the count, two balls and a strike here on Niemeyer. Bat cocked over his right shoulder. That pitch is well in and low. And the count goes to the 2-1 or 3-1, Matt?
It should be 3-1.
Three balls and a strike on Jacob Niemeyer. He's bounced out first baseman to pitcher. And as I noted, singled to start this inning off. The windup by Edwards. The pitch at the knees, but below it, and it's ball four. And the inning for Minster continues. And here is Mike Kettner to the plate. Of course, in high school baseball, Matt, mercy rule, 10 runs, home team has to bat five times in this case, or the visiting team five times if it's trailing 10-0. And right now with the scoreboard reading 9-1, Minster has got the 10th and 11th runs out there on the bases right now. They get leads. Here is Mike Kettner at the plate. Right-hand batting third baseman. Swings, pop fly, foul over the stands to our right.
And if Kettner doesn't extend the inning, you're going to have the top of the order here in the, to start the fifth.
Uh-huh. So Edwards on the mound for Mechanicsburg had better throw strikes, or the lineup will flip for Jack Oberding at the top. One strike pitch to Mike Kettner with Minster leading 9-1, top of the fourth. Well outside off the plate, a ball, a strike. We have not finished the top of the fourth inning, and we've already been playing close to 90 minutes. Oh, here's the runner going from second to third. Throw that direction. Third baseman snatches, doesn't get the glove on him. Safe. Ball beat him. Good call by the third baseman. The third baseman caught the ball slightly in front of the bag. Outstanding slide to the outside. And here comes Brian Ike, head coach of Mechanicsburg, not pleased with the call at third. Double steal, Minster. And as you noted a few minutes ago, Matt, the base running for Minster here has been outstanding in this game, and it continues to excel.
I thought they were going to get Kettner at 30. Had a little hesitation off a second. I don't know if the shortstop was a little bit in his way. Not much, but enough to slow him down a step. And
ball
beat, he made it in there.
The throw beat him, no question. I'm not sure the third baseman moved the glove far enough to nip the sliding runner with the leather. At any rate, the count, two balls and a strike.
Actually, the umpire says one ball, two strikes.
One ball, two strikes, my mistake. One and two on Kettner. Two runners in scoring position for Minster, and that's a ball high, so it's two and two. Well done by Minster, double steal. Runners at second and third, swing and a miss by Kettner, and that's only the second out.
That's the third out.
That should be the third out because the sack fly was out number
sack
two.
Sack bunt, sack fly,
Everybody froze on the diamond for 5 to 10 seconds before the umpires looked at each other and waved, that's three, everybody. We were even buffaloed for an instant. Three outs finally for Minster here in the top of the fourth. Huge inning. Wildcats plate six. Minster up 9-1. Bottom of the fourth upcoming. 9-1 Wildcats over Mechanicsburg in this Division 4 regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
And welcome back to Coldwater. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. The first of two games here today at Coldwater. The second regional semifinal coming up. First pitch at 3, Rushi, Cincinnati Christian. The winner of this game between Minster and Mechanicsburg will play the second game winner at a time tomorrow afternoon here at Coldwater to be determined. And more than likely 1, 2, 3 o'clock, take your pick. If it's Cincinnati Christian playing tomorrow, that club would have quite a distance to travel, so look for a 2 or even maybe 3 o'clock start time. If Rushi were to win Game 2, conceivably, we might come back as early as 1 tomorrow. I think 2 o'clock might split the two times the best, and that's kind of what I'm thinking will happen, a 2 o'clock first pitch tomorrow here at Coldwater for the regional championship. First batter for Mechanicsburg in the bottom of the fourth, Matt, rifles a solid single to right field.
Yeah, Aaron Conley jumped all over that first pitch and lined it right into right field. Mechanicsburg continuing to be aggressive at the plate.
Blake Sadowski steps in. Conley in his first trip had flied out to center. Sadowski did the same in his first at-bat to start the second inning.
This will be just the 40th pitch for Brown in this contest.
Yep, he's kept his pitch total down with some early in the count outs. And here's a big side-winding curveball in at the knees. Sadowski took it, thought it was low. Two strikes on him. A look at first at Conley by Brown, high and away, as Austin misses out of the strike zone. A ball and two strikes on Blake Sadowski. Very good hitter. Knocked in two as he went 2 for 3 in the district championship. There's a hard ground ball to third. It's at the bag, and it's ruled just foul by the plate umpire. And the third base coach, Brian Eink of Coldwater, is saying that ball even landed fair on the line beyond the bag. Boy, he's hot. We had a pretty good view of that, Matt, and I thought it was a fair ball.
Yeah, because we're right straight along the third baseline.
My goodness. So it is a one ball, two strike count. Brian Eink, the third base coach and manager of this Coldwater team, was jumping up and down, waving his base runner, who was on first, around second to third. He thought the ball was in play. He thought it was a double down the left field line. Meanwhile, the plate umpire, unobserved, had ruled foul. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, no out. High and away, ball three. Big pitch here for Austin Brown. He's got to make something happen here. Sadowski, the hitter, has worked it to 3-2. Wind up a Brown pitch. Sadowski pops it up foul, out of play to the right on the tennis courts.
Just the third three-ball count that Brown has had in this game.
Nine to one, Minster. The pitch to Sadowski, cut on and whiffed for strike three. Good job by Brown. He got him with heat up in the strike zone. One away for Mechanicsburg here in the bottom of the fourth. Logan Hurst steps in from the left side. Brown looks at the runner Conley at first. Big sweeping curveball. Yes, sirree. It's a strike. Split the plate in half. 0-1 on Hurst. Left fielder for Minster, Schmidt, playing him honestly straight away. Here's a ball lifted into short right center. It's a humpback liner, and it falls in front of Minster's right fielder, Jacob Niemeyer, who could not come on and get it. Instead, he plays it a one hop. A nice, polite single to right off the bat of Hurst. And now with Brooks Tom, who has doubled in this game, coming to plate, or I should say coming to the plate, Austin Brown is in a bit of a jam. Here's a sweeping breaking pitch on the inside corner at the knees, a strike. Good opening pitch strike by Brown. Two on, one out, Mechanicsburg, bottom of the fourth. There's a strike on the outside corner. Brown pumped that one in there, a little more velocity on it, and it's 0-2. Quick working Austin Brown against Brooks Tom. Two-strike pitch coming plateward. Bounce to the mound, over the head of Brown. Shortstop for Minster charges in front of the second base bag. Has it in the glove. Throw to Heitbrink. Got him at first. Well done by Trent Retkerman. He's made a couple of good-looking plays in this game. Turns in another right here. Runners move up. Second and third for Mechanicsburg. Two down, bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, that's a tough play. You don't know if Brown is going to get it or is going to get a piece of it, but he hung with it and made the play.
It was probably a good thing, Matt, that Austin Brown
didn't.
did not get the tip into the glove on it. The ball might have been steered away from Retkerman and gone as an infield hit. Of course, if Brown does cleanly glove it, it's likely a double play, second base to first. The count, a ball and a strike, a swing and a miss here to make it 1-1 on Noah Wolf, who K'd in the second for Mechanicsburg.
But with an 8-9 batters coming up here, it was good for Metzger just to make sure you get the sure out and get two outs.
Indeed. There's a low pitch. It's over the plate but down. And the count on Wolf, two balls and a strike. First base open, but I'm sure Austin Brown wants to go right after this eighth hitter. He fires the pitch high, ball three, 3-1. 3-1, two out for Mechanicsburg, bottom of the fourth. Indians have runners at second and third, but trail Minster 9-1. Three in the first, six in the fourth for Minster. There's a pitch below the knees, and it's ball four. That pitch was eyed closely all the way to the glove by Noah Wolf, who looked it over and accepted ball four. They're loaded.
Sure, that's not what Brown wanted to do here, especially when Burchett's coming up. Burchett singled to center field in the second inning to drive in the Indians' lone run.
Burchett from the left side against left-hander Brown. There's a low slider. Ball one, no strikes, 1-0. Bases loaded for Mechanicsburg. Indians have threatened. They put men on in the first, second, and fourth innings. Here's the pitch to Burchett. Tries to check. His bat crossed the plate. Ruled a strike by the home plate umpire. And that's a good decision. A ball, a strike on Burchett, who just could not control that swing and keep the bat back long enough. Brown's curveball was in the dirt, but it's a strike, 1-1, as Burchett went hacking. And he goes hacking again and fouls to the left. This side of the dugout of Mechanicsburg, well out of play over the roof of the stands into the parking area. I think I parked far enough away from the diamond.
I think so. Looks like so far so good.
Here's the one ball, two strike pitch to Burchett. Brown fires wide with a two-seamer or slider. It missed off the corner, and the count is two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Two on, or I should say the bases are loaded, two out. Here is the 2-2 pitch lifted to deep right field. Not deep enough, though. Right fielder for Minster retreats. Jacob Niemeyer has it for the out. Ball was hit solidly up in the air a little too much. Niemeyer tracks it down. Mechanicsburg gave it a ride with the bases full and two out, but it results in a third out, and Mechanicsburg does not score after posing a serious threat here in the fourth. We go to the top of the fifth for Minster, which leads 9-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. In addition, thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, to Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie, outstanding food, Maury's Landing in Minster. And thanks as well to Eilerman Construction, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That's Brooks Tom on the mound, the shortstop.
Right, he's the third pitcher now for Mechanicsburg.
Mechanicsburg shortstop. Brooks Tom heads to the hill. Pitcher number 3 for the Mechanicsburg Indians. And Jack Oberding steps to the plate. We're in the top of the 5th. Minster just 2 runs short of making this a 10-run spread. If Minster would play 2 and hold Mechanicsburg scoreless in the bottom of the 5th, this game would go in the books as a 5-inning, 10-run mercy rule contest. Oberding swings, takes it low and inside.
And I'm sure that's what Coach Mike West wants to do at this point. You want to get this over in 5, save your pitcher for tomorrow if you need be.
Bring me up to date, Matt. Scoreboard not registering the count.
3 balls, no strikes.
That's what I thought it was. 3-0. Ball 4, well low, below the knees. The pitch by Tom out of the zone, and Oberding has walked.
I think Minster's going to be taking until they get a strike. None of those 4 pitches were really close.
No, neither of the previous 2 pitchers for Mechanicsburg threw enough strikes, certainly not enough first pitch strikes. And Noah Enneking steps in. He's walked, grounded to second, and been retired on a short pop to right field, or I should say a short fly ball single to right field by Enneking. So he's officially 1 of 2. The count, a strike on him with a runner at first and none out for Minster, which leads 9-1, top of the 5th. The pitch by Tom Denneking way outside, somewhere in that left-hand batter's box, that pitch flies, and it's 1-1. Oberding at first, no one out. Top of inning 5. Here's the windup, the pitch on the play to Enneking, and it misses off the plate outside. Interestingly, the outfield is playing Enneking to not pull the ball. Center fielder way over in right center for the Indians, as much as any time in this game. Here's a hard hit ground ball, one hopper to the shortstop for Mechanicsburg. He gloves it. And after spearing it, shoots a throw to the second baseman with a force, and I don't think he held the ball. It got away from him toward the center field side of the bag. It looked like it was clearly receivable in the mitt and out. Will unofficially score that an error on the second?
I believe it will be an error.
E4, 2 aboard. Enneking at first, Oberding at second. And here is a pitch to the plate. The catcher can't hang on, gets away from him. Wild pitch. And the 10th and 11th runs for Minster are sitting out at second and third with no one out here in the top of the 5th. And Minster already leading by a 9-1 count. Jack Heitbrink up. He has walked twice, stolen a base, tripled, scored a run, driven in a run. Good day for Heitbrink. He hits 3 in the order. Left-hand batting Jack Oberding hits at the top. Pitch low and in, 3-0 on Heidbrick. No one warming up for Mechanicsburg. And it would seem to me, Matt, that this third pitcher, Brooks Tom, finishes this game. Strike inside corner at the thigh. Good-looking pitch there by Tom. And the count's 3-1.
Infield in for the Indians. You just need to hit the ball hard somewhere.
Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the zone. Heidbrick went lurching for it. Couldn't make contact. And it's 3-2. Bases full for Minster. Or I should say two on at second and third for Minster. With no one out, top of the fifth. Pitch to Heidbrick. It's in at the belt. He leans back, takes it. Ball four. Now they're loaded.
Right.
So Heidbrick walks. Here's August Bainline, who singled twice and struck out. Bainline is what? Knocked in
three in this game.
Had a one-run scoring single in the first, a two-run scoring single in the fourth. The pitch from Tom to Bainline. Low and outside, and it's ball one. Nowhere to put it. First base occupied, second base occupied, third base occupied for Minster with no one out, top of the fifth. Wildcats lead by eight. Here's a breaking ball. Yes, on the outside corner above the knees. Good pitch by Brooks Tom.
But it was a good take, too, because he would have done nothing with that pitch.
Right. 1-1, swung on, and smashed to third between head coach Mike Wiss and the third base bag. Almost caught the runner down there for Minster. Foul ball. That ball was tagged by Bainline. 1-2 count.
Bainline's job is just to put it in play someplace.
That ball almost clipped Oberding in foul ground. He got out of the way of that hot smash. The pitch to Bainline, very low and outside, and it's 2-2.
That's why they always teach you when you're going off a third to be in foul territory.
Indeed. Yep. You don't dare get hit with a ball on the line. You would be ruled out. Play would be stopped. Here's the pitch on the plate, and it's low in the dirt. It's full. 3-2 on Bainline. Bases loaded with Wildcats, who lead 9-1, top of the fifth. Minster's Brooks Tom, the pitcher, winding, throwing to Bainline. Hard ground ball left side. Infield was in. No chance for a play. Ball rolls out to left field. Two-run score easily. The runner on first for Minster. Held up, rounding second. Then when the ball was cut off and dropped for the Mechanicsburg catcher, he took off, made it to third easily. Second and third, no one out for Minster, which leads 11-1. 11-1, Minster, top of the fifth. And the Minster Wildcats, who have outscored their opponent in excess of 100-10 in the last 10 or 11 games, are going to maintain
that pace.
Exactly. So the single by Bainline to left.
Five RBIs now.
Wow. Might have gotten through the infield anyway had it been at normal depth.
Right, it was toward the hole.
Yes, that ball was smack dab in the hole and hit sharply. And Austin Brown is on now. Runners at second and third. The base running by Minster has been super in this game. 1-1 pitch is low and inside. Gets away from the catcher. It's a short pass ball. And the runner on third for Minster tries to score, and he's tagged out. Good coverage by Brooks Tom at home plate. The ball didn't get to the backstop. The catcher for Mechanicsburg, good hustle maneuver by Aaron Conley. He went to his knees on the grass, 10, 12 feet behind home, gathered up the baseball, and pitched underhanded a strike to the pitcher, Tom, who put the tag on the Minster base runner. Not a good piece of base running there. Maybe
That's kind of tough, though, when it's you don't know how far to the backstop it is
no.
coming down from third.
No, you don't. But nonetheless.
And now that play stopped the runner this time from scoring.
But Mechanicsburg executed. Good recovery by the catcher. Good throw to the plate. Fine tag. Well done by Tom, who dashed down in off the mound to make the tag out at the plate. And the count now is 2-2, 2-2 on the next hitter for Minster.
Actually, 3-2.
I'm sorry, 3-2. Fans buzzing. Thought that pitch to Austin Brown was was inside. Yep. Here's the pitch to Austin. Breaking ball, dribbled, right side, foul.
Brown just needs to do the same thing that Mainline just did. Put the ball in play and see what happens.
Yep, infield is shallow all around. Anything up the middle or pulled to the right side by Brown will likely get through if it's got a little mustard behind it. Swing and a foul, out of play to the left. 3-2 on Brown. 1 out for Minster. Top of the fifth. Wildcats lead 11-1. This game on the brink of being a 5-inning, 10-runner, better mercy rule decision. The pitch to Brown. Change up, and he knuckled that one foul off the screen.
Nice job of keeping alive on that.
3-2
You want that run to score from third, give you an insurance run in the bottom of the fifth.
In other words, to push the spread to 11. Runner at third for Minster. First and second not occupied. Brooks Tom into the stretch. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Brown, way low and inside. In fact, he high-stepped the ball. It was ball four anyway, but because he was not hit by the pitch, and it was ball four and got away from the catcher and rolled to the screen. Another run for Minster. Trots in from third. And it's 12-1 Minster, which has scored 3 in the first, 6 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth.
Number 11, Cody Richard, will be pinch running at first for Brown.
And as I look around to the skies, west, south, east, Matt, hazy sunshine. Of course, we're peering to the northeast, wind blowing out here at Coldwater Stadium, Veterans Field. But behind us, we don't see any cloud cover billowing up as it did in Springfield repeatedly the last 2 days. So, on the ball four walk, which was a wild pitch, a run scores for Minster. Austin Brown took ball four. Trent Reckerman steps in. And we have a hit batsman. Twice, Reckerman has been plunked in this game.
He's been up four times, but he's only 0-1. Hit twice and then had that sacrifice fly to right.
Yep, you're right. And now here's Adam Kettner. And we still have just 1 out in the inning, correct?
Right.
Oh.
And that was at the play at the plate.
And we may have another pitching change for Mechanicsburg. The right fielder is coming in, which gives us an opportunity, Matt, to promote our sponsors. We'll take the opportunity right here. We're on the air thanks to Eilerman Construction, Maury's Landing, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Back in a moment, we're in the top of the fifth. Minster routing Mechanicsburg 12-1. Minster still batting on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich,
and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Morris?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Morris Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And hello again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at Coldwater. The fourth pitcher to throw for Mechanicsburg is on the mound. We are in the top of the fifth inning still. It is a 12-1 count, and the Minster Wildcats still have just one out, right, Matt?
Right. The out at the plate.
Yeah.
Looks like we'll have a pinch hitter coming up here, A.J. Heitkamp.
A.J. Heitkamp steps in for Minster, runner aboard for Minster, one down, top of the fifth. And the new pitcher coming on for the Mechanicsburg Indians, I think, had been stationed.
I believe it's Logan Hurst.
Yeah, Logan Hurst had been in right field. And he's on the hill now. He's a side-winding left-hander who throws one in there to Adam Kettner, a strike just below the chest, over the middle of the plate. Nothing in one. Hurst fires again, low and in, a ball, a strike. One of each. One ball, one strike. The count on Heitkamp for Minster, batting in the top of the fifth, with Minster well out in front by a 12-1 count. There's a breaking ball pop foul over the screen. 1-2 the count on Heitkamp. Heitkamp pinch hitting here for Adam Kettner. I'm guessing it's a re-enter. Don't know that for sure. We'll wait and find out. Here's the pitch swung on by Heitkamp. Nubbed on 1-2, hops to second. Second baseman for the Indians fumbles, recovers, and gets the out at first. Nice recovery by Mac DeLong. Two outs. Runners move up. Might have been a chance for a force at second had the ball been played at first cleanly by the second baseman, but the ball splashed away from him. He got to it in time to nail the out at first. Second and third now for Minster. And Jacob Niemeyer steps in. Runners in scoring position. That throws high. Ball one. One ball, no strikes on Niemeyer. Mm-hmm. Niemeyer has had a big base hit. That was in the fourth, and that ignited that huge inning for the Wildcats. They played at six in inning number four. Two balls, no strikes on Niemeyer. A 262 hitter on the year. The junior with number 15 on his back. There's a hard hit ground ball to short. Shortstop for the Indians. Ranges wide to his right, and he gets it. Throws to first. Good hustling by Niemeyer, who beats it at first base. He's safe by a half step. Throws short hop to first baseman. He got it on a bounce, and that was what Niemeyer needed to just barely beat the throw at the first base bag. Ball fairly softly hit to the shortstop, Brooks Tom.
Yeah, tough play for the shortstop on that one.
He had to come in, angle a bit to his right toward third, throw across his body, and it was down in the dirt. Good scoop at first. Had the throw been received on the fly at first, I think there's a good chance Niemeyer would have been retired. But Niemeyer scooted down there in a jiffy and beat it by an eyelash. First and third for Minster. Wildcats have two down here in the top of the fifth. Here's a pitch taken, a strike. Apparently just below the shoulders at the letters. And it's a 1-1 count on Mike Kettner. Kettner hitting just under 300 on the year. Here's the stretch by Logan Hurst. Curveball is ruled a strike on the inside corner.
I think we might be seeing some 13-1 strikes here.
That was a big bender that might have nibbled on the inside edge. Kettner swings on the 1-2 pitch, and it's a lazy pop-up behind first. Good angle for the second baseman to track it down. He does so. It's Mac DeLong under it. He's got it for the out. And the fifth inning for Minster is finally in the books. But the Wildcats have taken a 13-1 lead over Mechanicsburg as we advance into the bottom of the fifth inning here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And thank you very much to Dan Eilerman Construction, LLC. As we noted there, daneilerman.com, that's the web address. Outstanding high-quality work performed by the Dan Eilerman Construction team. Well, bottom of the fifth inning, and Mechanicsburg needs three runs to stay in this game in order to promote a sixth inning, because we are in the bottom of the fifth. The spread is a dozen, a 10-run mercy rule, would be in play at the end of Mechanicsburg's at-bat if the Indians are unable to slice the deficit to below 10. Right now it's a dozen, and the count, two balls and a strike on the Mechanicsburg hitter, the leadoff man in DH, J.D. Swenson. Austin Brown has gone all the way for Minster, and he takes, or I should say the hitter takes a pitch from Brown, which is high, ball four. Scoreboard had flashed 2-1 count when, in fact, it was 3-1. And Swenson is on at first. How many pitches for Austin Brown now, Matt?
He had probably in the neighborhood now about 55, 60 pitches.
And here's a ground ball by the second hitter for Mac DeLong in this inning. It's to short. Minster tries to turn the double play. Reckerman fires on to the second baseman, Inneking. Return throw to first. One out at second in the force. And it was darn near a tie at first and ruled safe on the back end as DeLong beats it.
But that's all you're wanting to do right now if you're Austin Brown. Just get out.
Sure. Runner at first, one out. Here's Jacob Edwards at the plate for Mechanicsburg. Strike by Brown inside half of the plate. This game is two outs from being in the books history. Snap throw to first, runner back. It is a 12-run difference. Mechanicsburg needs three to stay in it and force a sixth inning. Open stance for Edwards. The pitch by Brown. Edwards is hit on the back of the leg. And there's no way Austin Brown was attempting to plunk the batter or throw it far inside at his body. He just lost that pitch. Leading 13-1, you throw it over the plate, and you get out of this game with as few pitches as possible the rest of the way. So now the Indians have runners at first and second for Aaron Conley, freshman, who takes a strike outside corner at the knees.
Before this game gets away and gets wrapped up here, Jack, I'd like to wish the Mechanicsburg softball team good luck tonight in the Division IV championship game against Antwerp.
Yes, I'm glad you made that acknowledgement, Matt. We talked about that in the pregame with baseball head coach Brian Eich. And Conley, on this next pitch to the plate, hits a skyscraper, high fly ball in the infield, and it's going to be Retkerman calling. He moves toward third base, has it for the out, and two are retired for Mechanicsburg here in the bottom of the fifth, with Minster leading 12-1. 12 runs, 10 hits for Minster, or I should say 13-1. It's a 12-run difference.
But the Mechanicsburg girls beat Minster in the regional final over at Greenville last week.
Yep, 8-4.
And then they beat Hillsdale, who we talked about earlier for baseball. Hillsdale is usually one of the stronger Division IV programs in the state. So I like Mechanicsburg's chances tonight against Antwerp.
Here's the windup and the pitch on the play. A one-ball pitch swung on and missed by Blake Sadowski, the center fielder, who's flown to center and struck out so far in this game for Mechanicsburg, which is down to an out now, trailing 13-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Sadowski hits a hard ground ball between third and short. Reckerman goes for it, can't get it. It's a clean single to left for Sadowski, and the runner on third scores easily. First and second now for Mechanicsburg, a run in here in the bottom of the fifth, and it's 13-2. Single for Sadowski to left, right smack dab in that hole.
That's why it was important for Minster to pick up those couple extra runs there in the top of the fifth. Because it doesn't take a lot to score one run, but it takes a lot more to score two or three.
And it's now 13-2. The potential third and fourth runs on the bases for Mechanicsburg. An extra base hit here, a double, could very well score
two and keep them alive.
Yep, could tally the pair and make it a 13-4 game and get the deficit below 10. Here's Logan Hurst at the plate with runners at first and second, two out, bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is outside and low to Hurst. One ball, no strikes. 13-2, Minster. 10 hits for Minster. 5 hits now for Mechanicsburg. One ball pitch to Hurst. Oh, good breaking pitch from Brown. Had him off balance. He swung and missed over top of it. A ball, a strike on Hurst. Two runners on for Mechanicsburg. First regional appearance for the Indians. What a job done by head coach Brian Eich, the Coldwater grad. Has a young team. This Mechanicsburg club, Matt, could very well be right back here in the regional next year.
They're definitely going to be a factor in our sectional the next couple of years.
Only two seniors graduate off this current team, and the two best offensive players are freshmen. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hurst from Brown. A lazy curveball, a looping swing, and a miss. Strike three. It is over. Minster, in mercy rule fashion, wins by 11 over Mechanicsburg, 13-2. 13 runs, 10 hits for Minster. 2 runs, 5 hits for Mechanicsburg. Like to let our listeners know that we will go offline and probably for a good 25 to 30 minutes between games before returning online for game two between Rushi and Cincinnati Christian. Minster will take on the winner of the second game tomorrow at a time to be determined. More than likely 2 o'clock, could be as late as 3, maybe as early as 1, but it will be played here at Coldwater. The Coldwater D4 Regional yesterday was the Springfield, the D4 Regional. It's now the Coldwater Division 4 Regional Tournament. And the Minster Wildcats, in their ninth regional in the last 2.5 decades, advanced to a regional championship tomorrow. Not too soon to talk about it, Matt. Minster, 3 victories away from its 4th state championship in baseball in 9 years.
And they're just on such a roll right now, yep. It's going to take quite an effort.
Yep, 11 straight wins for Minster in 11 of the last 12 games, complete games pitched by starters. Congrats to Mechanicsburg, 21-8 on the year, sectional championship, district championship, outstanding campaign for head coach Bryant Ike's club. He's a Coldwater grad. His team will return. It will be right back, loaded next year. Could be competing for a district title, maybe even a regional final berth. Good chance the Indians are in the Sweet 16 next season. Minster now 21-7 on the year, awaits the winner of Game 2. Once again, we'll go offline for probably a half an hour or so before returning online with our second game between Rushi and Cincinnati Christian, a rematch of last year's regional semifinal at Springfield, won by Cincinnati Christian over Rushi. Again, the final score here in Game 1, Minster Wildcats easily over the Mechanicsburg Indians, 13-2. Stay tuned here to scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return in a half an hour with pregame before the start of our second game. You'll hear from both head coaches in advance of that first pitch at 3. 13-2 Minster, for Matt Zerker, I'm Jack Kramer, saying see you in just a short while here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.